it was really cool to like start using my process on my own kids for something that they want to eventually make $10,000 a month with. And I think that they'll do it, but I will rob them if I do any of it for them. So what I'm doing is I'm literally just teaching my process, freaking internet launch secrets, to my kids. I never thought this day would happen this early. I thought they'd be like teenagers or something, but they're like, they're all in.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's going on, everyone? It's Steve Larson. Welcome back to another episode of Sales Funnel Radio. I am excited for this episode today. Our air conditioner broke, and it's been like 105, and we had this air conditioning guy come fix it, and he looked at it, and it literally had melted. He's like, you guys are lucky there wasn't an electrical fire. For whatever reason, on this new house we have, which is amazing, it's beautiful and gorgeous, it's however they connected it, he's like, however this connection happened, he's like, I haven't seen this before, but it wasn't like all the way in. I don't know. You obviously could tell I'm not an electrician. But it literally melted, not because of the heat, because of just the electricity melting the components together. And he was like, oh, this is insane. And that was just a freaky moment. We're like, holy crap. Anyway, so that's what's been going on. We also have been doing 75 hard, and I feel super good. I'm tired, obviously, but I also... It's interesting what happens when you add a little bit of constraints in your life, you know? And it's easy from the outside to see like, oh man, it's going to be constraint, therefore it's going to be less, when the opposite is what's actually true. And, you know, I just feel like I'm constantly reminded of that the right kinds of constraint are good, right? And they help us grow. So it's been really cool, right? The 2 workouts a day, gallon of water, you know, reading every day. Anyway, taking a progress picture, all that stuff. And it's cool to like, I was reading the sales page of the 75 hard, and it was such a good sales page. And it was like, hey, if you're telling yourself right now, oh, I can't do this because I'm going to wait 2 weeks until after this main event thing comes up, it's like, you specifically are the person that needs it. And it blew my mind. I was like, oh, you know what? Oh my gosh, you're right. He's like, this is a lifestyle. You got to figure this out. I don't know. It's cool. So we've been doing that. Been working out with my little daughters. I have three beautiful little girls. They're so fun and amazing. And what this episode is about is one of the questions that I've been getting asked by them. So I really like that my parents taught me to dream. My parents told me that dreaming is good. They always, you know, got me talking about what I wanted to be and do when I grow up. I played like every sport you can name as a kid because I just have so many interests. And I'm so grateful that they like humored that, and they didn't say, oh, you got to stick with this one. And I did stick with, you know, several for a couple of years at a time, but I played a lot of the different sports and I play a lot of different things. So anyway, all that to say, I've been trying to instill that inside my own kids. And so I've been asking them, you know, they're getting of the age now where they're like, well, where does that money come from when you swipe that card when you're at the grocery store? You know, and why do you have to work? And how many quarters are in a dollar? You know what I mean? Like they're curious about money. And so they're asking about all this stuff now. And I've chosen to be just really open and tell them exactly what I do and how I do it. And it's been quite an interesting thing. So we're driving. I can't remember where we were driving. We were driving somewhere actually to, my girls do Taekwondo and, some do Taekwondo, some do gymnastics. I just want to do something. I don't care what it is, but it's got to be challenging, you know? And sometimes when I can tell that like they haven't done enough in that day, I'm like, all right, I got to stretch them somehow, you know, and trying to go stretch them, do something challenging in the day. And I promise this is all leading to a certain point. We were in the car, we were driving, I think, to Taekwondo, and my oldest was like, Daddy, I really want to learn how to make money. And I was like, I know a thing or two about that. I was like, here we go. Like, well, what do you want to do? And they're like, well, we did a lemonade stand. We made $31.50. And I was like, sweet. Good job, guys. Like, that's awesome. $31.50. And I said, well, how much did you have to sell You know, and so this conversation kind of continued over the next few days, you know, and we were on this walk and we've been taking long walks with him, and we're on this walk and my daughter kept this, I could tell her gears were just turning on this topic. And this is such a big moment. Okay. She's like, well, wait a second. I was selling her for 50 cents. I said, well, how much do you guys want to make each month? And they blurted out $10,000 a month. I'm like, you guys want to, you're asking me how to make $10,000 a month? Your ages aren't even near double digits yet. I was like, I don't know where they got that number from. But I was like a proud pop moment. I was like, freak out, let's go. Oh, whoa, all right, let's do this. You know, I was like $10,000 a month. And I said, okay, what this means is I am not going to help you besides kind of show you what to do. You'll do it, but I'll tell you what to do. Sound good? They're like, sure. I was like, that means the first thing I'm really going to have you guys go do is learn how to sell. And they're like, well, we did our lemonade stand. And I was like, okay, but let's think about this. How much did you sell the lemonade for? They said 50 cents. I said, 50 cents. If you want $10,000 a month, how many cups of lemonade is that every month? And, you know, I'm not amazing at math, but, you know, 10,000 divided by 50 cents, right? And I divided by weekdays. So I was like, let's just say you work weekdays, like, you know, like that. It's like 600 cups a day of lemonade for 50 cents. And I was like, oh. And it was so funny to watch their eyes just drop. Like, what? 600? I said, yeah. How many people did you guys have to talk to make, you know, $30 in the day? And they're like, so many people. And like, this is a really good, interesting principle, because a lot of people I have found when they go into funnel land, they start to design these businesses. They're like, and half of it, I believe, is just pricing objections, and they have money false beliefs themselves. And so they wildly undercharge and then don't do any math on how much volume they actually are going to have to sell to just, you know, replace their income, let alone have some kind of dream lifestyle they want. So it's fun to do this math. And I was like, okay, you know, let's say we can find something that you sell that's $5. I was like, how many then would you have to go sell? And I don't remember what it was, but it was like 20 a day or something. It was wildly different, all right? I'm a little embarrassed. I don't remember the numbers right here, but whatever. You guys get the point. They're like, only 20 a day? And I was like, yeah. Could you guys go do that? And they were like, oh my gosh, yes. And I said, could I teach you how to get people interested in what you have on the internet? They're like, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, this is all going to be baby steps. Okay, we're going to do this one step at a time. And I want you guys to go and first, I need you to learn how to make something cool to sell. And that's part of the reason why I'm bringing this up, is because I have very similar advice for adults that come to me and say, Steven, how can I make money? Number one is they need something to sell. And you don't actually start with something to sell. You figure out the someone that you want to sell, right? Who's the dream customer? And start by answering that question. And so that's what I was doing with them. I was like, hey, who do you guys want to sell? And I started sharing with them my formula, and I actually brought him into my office and started showing him, like, well, here's what I do. First, we go through and we figure out, like, what's the snapshot of the business? You know, what's the state of the things that you have access to? And they're like, we could do paintings. And I was like, yes, paintings. Sweet. All right. Paintings. Awesome. Who's the dream customer, though? Let's not even think about the paintings yet. Who do you guys want to sell to? And they're like, oh, people in the neighborhood. I'm like, sweet. And it was really cool to, like, start using my process on my own kids for something that they want to eventually make $10,000 a month with. And I think that they'll do it. But I will rob them if I do any of it for them. So what I'm doing is I'm literally just teaching my process, freaking internet launch secrets, to my kids. I never thought this day would happen this early. I thought they'd be like teenagers or something, but they're like, they're all in. I'm like, you're clearly my girls. So they, in fact, it had been a couple of days and I hadn't brought it up for a little bit. I was just busy. And like, Dad, you promised you would show us how to make $10,000 a month. Why haven't you done that to us yet? And I was like, okay, woo, all right. Hey, first of all, I need you guys to go learn what an asset is versus a liability. You're going to go read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And they're like, okay. So we're getting Rich Dad, Poor Dad for them. I read the kid version with them, as a kid version. And I play the kid version of the game Cash Flow with them. They love that game.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and managed the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
And those are some of the things I do to just teach money skills, because I know school's not going to do that for them. So it's been just such an interesting experience that, first of all, I need them to understand what like cash flow is, right? So I was like, all right, you're going to go read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And then the next thing I'm going to go have them read is, Russell Brunson's books. You know, the three books. I'll have them probably read Expert Secrets first. And then what I'll do is I think I'm going to have them learn how to go door to door. And I asked them, I said, would you guys be willing to be a little bit scared? And they're like, yeah. I was like, and it's okay to be scared, right? Being scared doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong, right? That just might mean that you're ready to grow. So tell me what you guys think about that. I pre-framed it like crazy to them. I was like, what do you guys think about me helping you write a little script of what to say? And then you guys can walk door to door and sell your paintings for $5. And my second, she got nervous on that one. And I was like, it's okay. You guys got it. Daddy's got you. I'll do it with you. In fact, don't do it without me. All right. And I'll stand out on the sidewalk and you'll do a little pitch and I'll teach you exactly what to do. Right. And it was so cool to hear their willingness to go do this. You know, when we were at Unlock the Secrets, which is a kid event that ClickFunnels puts on to teach funnel building to kids, I was blown away how many kids came up to me and they're like, we listen to your podcast. And, you know, so I'm giving a shout out to you guys. What's up? You guys are awesome. Keep going at it. Keep listening. All right. Keep doing this. You got it. You know way more than I ever did at your age. You stick to this. All right. All you got to do is learn how to sell first off. Right. If you know how to market, but you don't know how to sell, you're going to get real frustrated. You got to learn how to sell. And so what I'm doing with my, you know, this is a project in process. All right. So I don't have any like crazy cool thing, you know, that's happening, but I just thought it's so cool. I was like, this is actually really similar to what I have adults do. And it all hit me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just doing my process to my own kids. And they're going in and I'm going to have them do so I'll give you guys an update as we go. I'm sure it's going to be many months in the making and there'll be all kinds of internal challenges and all types of internal false beliefs. And just getting them to be willing to sell things for $5 versus 50 cents. Man, we had to go through some false beliefs about money, right? And I watched it happen. And it's the worst thing for me to do is to tell someone they're not having an experience that they are. So I can't tell them, no, you're not having that experience. That's not a money false belief. Like I got to lean into it. Like, okay, this is what you're having. And when you're ready to get past that belief and no longer believe that, and I can show you another way, you know, to believe about this, let me know and I can help you do that. Well, guess what I do? Epiphany Bridge script, baby, right back to Russell Brunson, right? Man, it's been so cool to do that. And I'm like, go back to square one with my little kids. It's been so fun. And so I've got them committed now what I'm really most proud about this is that they're asking me, they're reminding me, and I told them that it's going to be that way, that I'm not going to force them. But if they want to learn how to like make a lot of money, like I can show them how to do that. And what they're going to learn how to do first is come up, you know, who do they want to sell to? Hey, you know, what's a cool product that that person would want to buy from them? You know, what's the story that they can tell that's a script that makes them at the end reach for their wallet, you know? And then, I'm going to get them a ClickFunnels account, and I'm going to show them how to go sell it on the internet. And it's been so fun to have them, like, just these little tiny epiphanies along the way. And so the process is the process, you know? And yeah, we all start different places, but whenever I'm crafting a new offer, I still use the very same process. In fact, I did it yesterday. For our own funnel, we're going to be doing a challenge for our YouTube, business. And our YouTube business is crushing. It's so fun. So fun, guys. We make content that's organic, that long-term helps you stand in front of people, that results in them going to your funnel. That's what we do. We're not just making someone big on YouTube. Who cares? If there's no sale or no lead or no opt-in, who cares if you got big on YouTube? I don't care about that stuff. Like, I'm a direct response marketer, baby. I need measurement and success, right? So anyway, I'll just say, like, I use the same process for our own stuff. And now it's been fun to like turn it and teach it to my little girls. And it's made me realize like how fun it would be at some point to do. I mean, I just thought of this like in the last few weeks, like to do, you know, like an event for teenagers that are, or like 12 and above or something like that, right? Obviously come with parents and guardians, and we have to figure out all that stuff. I'm sure there's something to figure out there, of course, but figure it out. Be like, oh man, like, hey, come and we'll help you design your offer. That's what I do with adults anyway. I do an activity with Play-Doh. It's one of my favorite activities. One of my college professors made me go through it when he was teaching me some entrepreneur stuff. And we used freaking Play-Doh and popsicle sticks and glue to build prototypes of our offers. And with this prototype, he was teaching us some very powerful principles. It's really interesting. So I'm pulling up to my house now. I don't have time to share it, but like, that'd be so fun. You know, hey, here's a popsicle stick, glue, Play-Doh, all that stuff. And just in our own studio right here, walk through these brilliant mind young kids, you know, and their dreams. And I don't know, it could be really fun. So this is not a commitment at all. It just was really interesting for me to see that and realize it was just, it was even more validation than I've had with my formulas that my own kids are going to use them. And to watch them have pushback and pull it apart and show me where it has improvement still. It always does, you know, and that's been cool. So anyways, guys, if you are starting out, I would strongly suggest the very same things I'm telling the little kids. And it's not a belittling thing at all. It's proof of the principles and the power and the process. Learn how to sell. Figure out who you want to work with first. Then spend your time learning how to sell. I'm literally going to take them door to door. And now they're doing all kinds of paintings and they're making little knickknacks and they're going to put together. I did this very same thing when I was a kid growing up. I had a cupboard my entire childhood, where I had a piece of paper taped to the inside and I had this list. There's a long list of products in that very same drawer. So it was like it was a catalog of what was in the drawer. And it was like duct tape wallet. You know, I was making like duct tape wallets and selling them for $5 out on the streets, you know, little tiny keychains. I was putting together different, like I made all kinds of stuff. I was very entrepreneurial as a kid growing up. We would buy sodas and sit on the side of the public golf courses and sell them to golfers as they go by. We also would jump the fences of the public golf courses and I'd run from the rangers. It's funny because I later ended up working there. They had no idea it was us. But I would run from the rangers, jump in the pond, get a whole bunch of golf balls in my backpack, and then jump out of bounds before the ranger would get there. We'd clean up the golf balls and we'd sell them back to the golfers. Anyway, I did all kinds of stuff like that. And so I was like, man, do you guys have this little streak in you too? Like, oh, interesting. So it's been fun. Learn how to sell, focus on the ability to sell. And then when you know how to market, you measure marketing with lead gen. That's really it. Not with views, not with subscribers, not with likes, not with shares, not with comments. That stuff's cool. And I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying, hey, that's not important. But if it doesn't result in a lead, I contend that it wasn't content, or that it wasn't marketing in the first place. The act of marketing is lead gen. That's how you measure marketing. Lead gen. That's it. Right? And yeah, there's other indicators that we'll look at, of course. Of course, we're going to look at views. Of course, we're going to look at subscribers and growth. Like, of course, we want to do that stuff. Those are all leading indicators to generating a lead. But it's still, if there still wasn't a lead, then it still wasn't marketing, right? And that constraint on the type of content you put out is very siloed and specific. And it's been a really cool thing. So it's fun to teach it to my kiddos. So anyway, remember the basics, and mastering the basics is really all you got to master. I still don't know how to drive ads, and I don't want to know how to. I like my style. Very specific strategic marketing that results in lead gen. That content never leaves the internet. That's become a basis and foundation for everything I've done moving forward. So, alrighty. You guys are awesome. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. And see you in the next episode. Bye.
You've obviously heard me say how important publishing content is in this internet game. And if you can't tell, I like making content. If you'd like to interview me on your show, summit, podcast, live stream, you name it, you'll find it all on stevejlarson.com. It's about halfway down the page. Also, if you've taken the plunge into live events, I love speaking on stages as well, by the way, go to stevejlarson.com, scroll about midway down the page where it says interview Steve, and let me know what I could talk about that your audience would get the most from. Go to stevejlarson.com and let's chat.